Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, the following show contains adult language. Listener discretion is advised.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. It was confusing, cause all I wanted to do is be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. Ironic, cause I think I'm getting so huge, I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it, cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring. Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts spawn from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you want? There's no wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan pondering. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD's talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the one day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian, but until then some get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track, give every kid who got played that pump the villain and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates that, great, it's payback. Russell Wilson falling way back in the draft, turn nothing into something, still can make that, drawing the gold dump I will spin, Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts, I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still
friends
with
the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along.
Welcome to another edition of WFSO Aftermath. I'm Archer Jones, of course, and I'm doing this solo tonight, mainly because it won't be a long show anyway, so I'm going to hurry up and do this show and going to go work out at the gym this late. Yes, it's always time for the gym. Okay, so what we're going to mainly just talk about, what happened on Raw, and what should we expect this coming year when it comes to WWE. Okay, Ayers and Kristen were hosting Raw. And Dolph Ziggler versus Rusev, it was champion versus champion. Dolph Ziggler won by disqualification, and people was just complaining about the match, thinking that Dolph Ziggler wasn't doing much of anything, and they had to make Rusev stronger, believe it or not. But, hey, he got a win by DQ, so be happy about it. Non-title match, Nikki Bella versus Natalya. I thought it was a title match at first, but I guess it ended up not being that way. Nikki Bella did win the match. The match was kind of short, but I was thinking they was going to have another Divas match, but they didn't, so they should have had this one at least a little bit longer. WWE Tag Team Championship match, The Uso versus The Miz and Damian Mizdow. And this did caught me by surprise because I knew they was going to win it back. I didn't think they was going to win it back this soon. And I think it was bad timing for them to win this soon. I, at least if they was going to have them win it back, have them win it back like after the Royal Rumble and cause some mischief and stuff between The Miz and Damian Mizdow. But that was just my opinion. But nonetheless, the Usos got back the tag team titles. Cesaro versus the returning Bad News Bear. Now, I guess Bad News Bear is facing some people wasn't happy with that. Stop crying. But anyways, Bad News Bear did win the match, and good return. And the promo that Cesaro had made, too, when he was in the ring was pretty good as well. So that's good. Ryback had made a promo after the Dolph Ziggler-Rusev match, taking Rusev out of here. And I thought it was a great, great promo for them to push Ryback. So that was a good one. Good work, WWE. Jack Swagger versus Luke Harper. Luke Harper did win that match. I think this was a rematch from either last week on Raw or this past Friday or SmackDown. Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins. Roman Reigns win by disqualification. The Miz and Damian Mizdow, they had another match. This was sort of the main event versus the debut of Ascension, and Ascension did win their match. And Daniel Bryan came out earlier, and this is what I was mentioning during the little preview show, that what was Daniel Bryan's announcement going to be? Well, silly me, I thought he was going to say that was it, he was going to retire, but actually it was the other way around, and I liked it that they swerved it like they did, that he is coming back, but he's coming back and entering in the Royal Rumble 2015, so this could actually change some things, to be honest. So they probably think they probably go with a third person winning, and it could be Daniel Bryan that could be winning the Rumble. But like I say, who knows? Who knows what they're going to do, what's going to change their mind and stuff like that. But anyways, we will see about that. Big Show and Seth Rollins, they use Edge, and they said they'll paralyze him if John Cena don't bring back the Authority. And I guess he had no choice and did do it. I think bringing back the Authority, in my opinion, I understand they needed something big to like end the new year of Raw. My opinion is this, like, they could have waited at least to like after WrestleMania and make it like a big, big, huge deal. But I guess that didn't work. But anyways, oh my God, excuse me. I'm sure that dude need to go to the this just shows I just need to go to the gym. But anywho, well, I guess main event would be interesting. I know they got like a few matches going on tomorrow. I didn't get to watch SmackDown, but probably sometime tomorrow, if I get a chance, I'm gonna watch it. And and everything else that's going on. I know the Lucha Underground ain't going to be no new show till next week, and same thing with TNA. Nothing new with them until next week. So we just got to wait on that. So ain't that much big talk about TNA that they're going to a new, like, network. So, well, since we're on that subject, we might as well just talk about the year of 2015 and what I think is going to happen. Well, although I know I got a long way to go to talk about that, but I will talk about more about it next week on the WFSO Aftermath show. But I'm going to tell you what I think my opinions are for 2015 so far. I think with WWE, of course they got new rising stars, but with this announcement of Daniel Bryan coming back, there's a possibility that, hey, he could win it all. But if he does win it all, I don't know if they're going to want the John Cena-Daniel Bryan rematch unless they think that will make him look good, because they have him against Brock. It would be interesting, and I know a lot of people would like to see that, but I think Brock Lesnar should fight somebody that's like a worthy opponent. Like, he's already fighting John Cena at the Royal Rumble, and it's probably be the third and final time these two is going to face. But I think, like somebody, for instance, like maybe he go against The Rock, or him and Ryback, or somebody that is worthy and needs of a push or something like that. Just somebody worthy. That's just my opinion. But I think The Rock would be like more of a worthy opponent for Rock, but what we'll see what they're going to do with that part, but that's what I think that's going to happen so far. As for TNA, although with this new network, Destination America, like some cable or Saturday Night Networks, you had to get like a higher package to get that channel. Which is just going to be, I don't know. I know a lot of people think that was a bad move that they did with Destination America. They could have went to WGN. I think part of it would, they would have had the same problem with being on that station than they are now. Because my thing is this, is like they want to get a lot of viewers, and like not many people had cable to begin with or satellite. And not many people right now don't want to pay much for satellite. Well, I'm saying, like, right now they're giving out good deals to people and stuff, whatever. But people that's been, like, having, like, satellite and stuff like that, they don't want to go up. They want to get paid, like, something, like, close to $100 a month just to get that certain channel. And then I understand that people will not do that. So I think it's kind of like a bad thing for TNA. If they surprisingly get over the million viewers that they have gotten when they was on Spike, excuse me, more power to them. But I think it's not going to work, because I do have faith in TNA, and I'm not saying I hope they will fail, but I hope maybe I could be wrong and they could come around. So hopefully, like, whatever new stuff that they're doing is, like, they haven't actually three shows on that network. If I can remember more, I'll explain them probably on a later time. But three shows, and that's a good thing. They're putting more effort on TNA, but I don't know how they're going to do these other two new shows, but I guess we're just going to have to wait and see. Well, all I got to say is good luck, TNA, and hopefully you prove me wrong. And as for Ring of Honor, might as well talk about them, too. Of course, they're going to keep on going. It's just, they're going to keep going with the popularity, gets up and up and up, it's just like more people just need to watch them and see how they are, and it's like they need to reach more fan base for them to get big. And nothing personal, but I think they need to get a better TV deal. I think, you know, they did with the HD net that they see, like, not many people have that channel, but, like, you have to go get satellite for that channel, and it's going to be hard for some people to watch it. And I guess they learned that, and I guess where they signed with, like, Sinclair Broadcasting, although it's not spread all around the U.S., but it's, like, halfway there, so they got, like, a big fan base, but they need more. And I don't know how long that contract with Sinclair is going to be, but they need to rework something with that contract for them to make them, like, more relevant. Like, they are as up there as they are, so not saying anything bad about Ring of Honor, but they need to get more fan base and better, like, because it's like, it looks like it's not HD, it looks like it's like actual, you know, actual live. But I just think they need to, like, upgrade their cameras and stuff like that. But that's just my opinion, and like I said, TNA, they don't need no good luck from me, because they're going to still keep rolling. And as I say, they're going to have a house, they're going to have a show here in March in Milwaukee, so it's kudos to them. I will do my best. Most likely I should be able to go to that show, but we'll see. Lucha Underground. It's kind of the same thing while I was like with TNA, but it's like they haven't hit, I think they haven't hit like a million viewers yet. But it is a good wrestling show. But I think they need to get more fan base as well. But I think they'll get a bigger fan base before TNA does this coming year. And like I said, only thing I got to say is they keep on doing the work they're doing, and hopefully they get more of a fan base. They will get there. Probably one of those companies that will finally compete. So, and I'm finally glad that they finally got a championship on that show too. That's gonna, I guess a winner will be crowned next week. So we will see about that. Let's see. Any news? The only news that I know that they was thinking about Seth Rollins and Sting face off, but I don't think they're gonna, you know, do it that way. But it was a good idea, but I think they just canned on that one, so they just decided not to do it. And, of course, everybody heard about the Kevin Nash situation, him and his son, so I'm not going to comment on about it because we don't know the full details. You know, the son may have started first because they say afterwards his son ended up attacking his mom, so we don't know the full story about it, so I'm not going to talk about it, and I'm not going to comment about it. It's just whatever. But don't forget, tomorrow I will have Tiffany from WFSO Midwest and currently International Host of the Year. She will be on the show tomorrow for Clapback. And as I say, I've been enjoying doing that show so far, so I'm pretty glad that came up with the idea and the opportunity for it. So can't change. It was good. And I just hope it keep on going with this success. It seems like a lot of people want to be in the show, and we're going to do it as much as we can. But I'm thinking of sometime next year, probably around March, we're going to do like Clapbacks, like maybe twice a month, just for that month of March. So that's probably what I'm working on. So we will see there. I will end up picking another day besides Tuesday to do that show, but maybe Tuesdays and Wednesdays, or Tuesdays and Fridays, or Sundays and Tuesdays, but we'll see how that's going to work. So I will let y'all know soon enough, like, how we're going to do it. God, it was something else I wanted to mention, but probably what I'm going to do, if y'all subscribe to WFSO's YouTube video or my YouTube video, probably coming up, maybe starting the end of this week or early next week, that I'm going to watch all of the Royal Rumbles and give my review on them and just go from there. So y'all just pay attention to that. So subscribe to our videos on YouTube. And also check out our website, WrestlingFanSpeakOut.com, for like news, information, and upcoming events. I know I got to update that website, but I will do that tomorrow. What else? Look for us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. So that's it for me, and I'm out of here. But until then, you guys have a good night, and hopefully you listen to the clapback tomorrow. Until then, good night, everyone.